This is the Mike Smith Show.
Yeah, Bruce Plackett in for Mike on your Labor Day. You know, the warning has been out there for some time, a warning going out to the provincial government and to local governments that they're making it too slow, too expensive to build, piling on taxes, fees, and red tape in the construction industry, in the residential construction industry. And for the longest time, this has been looked at through the lens, I would argue, the lens of what it means for people and a lack of affordable housing. Well, there is also another side to this. You see, projects are stalled and well-paying, family-supporting jobs. Yeah, the jobs of those who build these are now being lost. Let's bring in Chris Gardner, the president of the Independent Contractors and Business Association. Happy Labor Day, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Tell me about this point. When we take a look at the industry and all the red tape around it, it's not just a housing crisis, it's a jobs crisis, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, what's happened is that we've been talking about an affordability crisis in housing for well over a decade in British Columbia and other major markets in the country. And governments have been too slow, and in fact, they've done very little to address the core problem. So what's happening now is that affordability crisis in housing is becoming a jobs crisis as projects have been stalled and delayed and postponed. Contractors don't have work, and so they're starting to lay off construction workers. So just last month, in July, the most recent government data showed that in British Columbia, we lost 7,600 construction jobs. That's about 3% of the entire construction workforce. And so as we go into the fall and we look forward to 2026, that trend is going to accelerate. We are going to lose more jobs in construction because it's too costly and it's taken too long to get projects approved.
It gets even worse than that. I've heard ads asking people to come into other provinces if they are in certain sort of trades. What does this mean to you when you hear this?
Well, you know, Alberta has done a very good job of putting up their hand and saying, listen, if you want opportunity, if you want lower taxes, high-paying jobs, affordable homes, come here. And so, you know, half of British Columbians who left the province went to Alberta in 2023. It's about 35,000 people who went to Alberta. And these are young, you know, people who are starting their careers or in the early part of their careers. To lose those people, and many of them are in construction, is a big challenge for our industry. And so we've got to be able to respond. And the challenge is housing. You know, Vancouver is the most unaffordable housing market in the country. And the taxes in British Columbia are higher than they are in Alberta. If you put it all together and young people are saying, there's more opportunity in Alberta, I'm going to leave. So that compounds the problem for contractors, you know, who've spent a decade. If you told me 2 years ago, if you said, well, Chris, I've got 10 plumbers or electricians or mechanical tradespeople, we would have them on a job the next day. So this is a significant turn in the industry, and this is going to ripple through the economy. These jobs are high-paying, highly skilled tradespeople, family-supporting jobs that are being lost. And I put the blame at the foot of governments. Governments broadly, you know, federal, provincial, and local have all got a role in this. They do a lot of finger-pointing. There's been very little collaboration. You know, you see that most recently Victoria comes out with, you know, a list of targets for certain municipalities. I'm not sure how helpful that really is. Why isn't Victoria sitting down with local leaders and saying, we're going to help you build the infrastructure that you need to support your growing communities? The new sewer, water facilities, hospitals, roads, schools. That's where the province can really help and make a difference. They're not doing that. You know, the former Prime Minister Trudeau 2 years ago called a national summit, gathered together leaders from across the country, not on affordability and housing, but on auto theft. And so the challenge is, we talked about a crisis, and we talk about, you know, some commenters that we need a wartime effort to address this. Well, far from, you know, mounting a wartime effort, we're not even, you know, ready on the battlefield. So
and
this
I
is
think
serious.
That's the bottom line, not ready on the battlefield. More discussion is definitely needed. Chris, there's so much more to talk about. We're really cut off by time. Want to follow this more closely? We'll have you back, okay?
Great. Thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, Chris Gardner with the Independent Contractor and Builders Association. When we come back, technology in the classroom.